Wolverdale. Out of dark wood forest there flew three swans, white wings in the night. They alighted on the waters of Wolvermere, where they floated in the faint moonlight. When dawn broke over those dim grey waters, no swans were there swimming any more, but there were three young women in Wolvermere swimming, and they were not there before. Down through the hills came three king's sons, three brothers journeying on a journey. Where did they sleep? Why, in Wolverdale woods, where they all woke bright and early. And the first to awake was Wayland Smith, the youngest of the three. For he heard laughter, laughter from the lake, and he rose, he ran to see. He saw what he saw, and he soon ran back to his brothers to say, there are three young women in Wolvermere swimming, as naked as the dawn of day. Three cloaks I found made of feathers white as snow, and I hid them in a hollow tree. Then I watched behind a willow at the water's edge, and I saw them swimming all three. They speed through the water as they sport and play, swifter than swallows through the air. Their skin shines whiter than a wild swan's wings, and golden gleams their hair. Well, like hounds after hares, they hastened to the lake, where the swan maids were sitting in the sun. And long before the fall of dark, their hearts and hands were one. The day grew shorter and the shadows longer, the sun slipped away. That summer night, beneath the stars, three loving couples lay. Eagle, the eldest, our room chose. Strong fin, slim swan white, and herivore wormed dark Wayland Smith in her white arms all night. 7 years passed, but the swan wives pined for the swan life they once knew. In the eighth they found their feather cloaks, in the ninth away they flew. Home came the brothers from hunting in the woods, hunting the deer one day. Three swans circled in the sky above, then wheeled and flew away. Home to a silent house they came, where welcome there was none. Only ashes in an empty hearth, for the three swan wives had gone. East seeking our rune, Eagle marched and searched for her in vain. Then south after Swan White strong Finn strode. Neither brother came back again. Wayland never heard word of them, of his brothers or his bride. Nevermore would Erivor hold him close, nor sit at his fireside. He fed the hungry fire with coals, and all day through worked on, forging a ring from the red, red gold for Erivor, who had gone. In his hot, dark smithy, Wayland hammered at grief. Sorrow had struck like a stone, fashioning ring after ring of bright gold. Wayland waited alone. There were wolves, grey wolves in Wolverdale, where Wayland's smithy lay. But worse than wolves were watching him. They had picked him for their prey.